I go along with Michelle to see Billy. We had him out in his wheelchair, showing him things that he hadn't seen for months and months. I'm Fred Dalzell, volunteer with Con Nelson Drive Action Group.
I'm Michelle Oliphant, and I'm a volunteer with Con Nelson Drive Action Group.
And Fred, you sort of have a personal reason for getting involved. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was through my sister last year. She had cancer, and I used to visit her every day. She liked the company, talking, chatting to her, and then she had died last August. So I took a stroke then in November and was in the hospital, and when I got out, I was in the house, told not to do anything but to rest. So I was in the house for weeks and weeks, doing nothing, and I had got so used to this that I didn't want to go out. I had to be forced to actually go out so I can realise how an elder person would feel.
Just describe what that's like.
Depressing. I think you would get very depressed with it. You know, day in, day out, looking out the window, you know, on your own. It can be very hard at times.
What kind of day do you have with the people you go and see?
Well, personally, I had sort of known Billy a little bit before this, and we'd done his flower pots for him and all. I was into the garden, and he really, really lit up when he seen his flowers, you know.
For you, yeah, that must be lovely as well.
It is. It's nice to do something for somebody, you know, when they get older, because someday we're all going to get old, and it'd be nice for somebody to come and visit us.
And do you chat about all sorts?
We talk about everything. Really, because I'm from the country and Billy was from the country. So we know everything. We like gardening and we love, you know, the greenery in the country. It really likes that.
And what do you take from it, Michelle?
It actually makes my heart, you know, I don't know, filled with pride maybe, because I'm actually helping and doing something and, you know, making them happy to, you know, see people. And
it's so simple, but it means everything.
Oh, it means a lot. And it's actually something that I had probably even thought about before I was going into trying to get into nursing homes to visit people that, you know, maybe don't have family and people visiting them. Oh, we all do need a friend. And as I say, there's some people that do have a family, but just the family needs a wee break too. And having compassionate communities going into to visit, it takes a wee break off the family as well.
I'm Linda Morris, and I'm the project facilitator for Compassionate Communities. We don't train people to be carers, you know, it's not replacing the care package or anything. And it's very much up to the individual whether they see that it's of value to them. Sometimes people say, well, is it not a terrible indictment of our society today that this would have happened automatically in the past? Now, I guess I'm just very pragmatic and think, well, there's people with good hearts like Fred and Michelle, and there's people who need them. Let's put them together. And, you know, we know one of the relationships that we have. The two ladies live a couple of streets away from each other, but their paths had never crossed and they possibly never would have been. So Tracy and I see ourselves as a sort of a catalyst, a pathway, you know, trying to connect people that want to do something good and helpful with the people that would actually welcome that.
I never had seen this, but it was really hit me when my sister, when I visited her, there was really took off. It made me think then what I wanted to do was to try and help people and talk to them.